בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום שני בשבת קודש. Today is Yud Bet Be'iyar. Today is also the year of my uncle Avraham Shalom ben Rinafani Algria, Hashem Kudat Shanato, Ruach Hashem Tenechinu Begin Aydin. So, Chametzion, we're on page Pe'alef. He was speaking about the distinction between Simcha and Holelut, and he spoke about if a person gets excited when he does mitzvot versus if he's just happy-go-lucky all the time. That's a big difference. Now he writes like this: Uchmokin, Hasimcha ba li debitui, ma'amash the last paragraph on the page, b'mitzvah ba mizman lizman, lemashal b'mitzvah arba'at aminim. Yeah, Shmuel's laughing. Anyway, if you get happy when you do mitzvot that are only once a year, sharei lo lechinam tiknu rabotenu b'yom yishon birkat sheichyanu, ki bedavar she'adam ragil bo eno margish simcha. Lemashal, ashir shekol hazman yeshlo mamon. שמח באושרו, לחכמים, anytime you have a mitzvah הבא מזמן לזמן, at least according to the ספרדים, the first time you do the mitzvah, you make a שהחיינו, נכון? שופר, לולב, סוכה, מגילה, why? Because the first time you do it, it's the first time of the year you do it, you מתמלא שמחה. There's a few answers about that, because especially according to the poskim that say that that you need to be you need to have temimot all of the nights, you don't know if you're going to be mashlim. Okay? Now, he says, Ashir, who always has money, is not so sameach with his wealth, אבל אני שקיבל עשירות, הוא sameach, ולכן תקנו שהחיינו, רק על מצווה הבא מזמן לזמן. That's why the chachamim, הוא מתקן השהחיינו, only for such mitzvot. You don't make a שהחיינו on talit ותפילין every day, you make שהחיינו on mitzvot that are once in a while. והן אמנם, היו אמוראים שהרגישו שמחה של מצווה בהנחת תפילין, אף שזמנה כל היום. Yeah, there were אמוראים, you see in the Gemara, מסכת ברכות, they were happy, even though they had תפילין on all day long, and they were, you know, ecstatic about their תפילין. אולם זהו לאנשים גדולים במעלה, אבל סתם אנשים, אין להם הרגשה גדולה בתפילין בכל יום. You know, you don't really feel it every day for most people. ואף במצווה הבא מזמן לזמן יש חילוקים, שמנטילת ארבעת המינים ביום טוב ראשון יש שמחה מיוחדת. Everybody feels that special thing. You take your lulav ve'etrog on the first day of Sukkot. There's a geshmak. The Zohar HaKadosh writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a certain simcha associated with Arba'at Aminim in those plants that doesn't no other plant has. That's why the Torah says meforash. Usmachtim lifnei Adonai Elohechem shiv'at yamim. Because of that, Hashem knows that He imbued it with simcha. The Zohar in Parashat Emor says meforash. All of the other plants in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grows them al yidei malach. He appoints a malach to deal with the growth of that, you know, thing. Only four plants in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chavodo ba'atzmo, mashgiach ba'atzmo. What are they? Tamar, Etrog, Hadas, Arava. Hashem takes care of it by Himself. So Hashem designated these four minim because there's a special simcha over there. You don't feel simcha on, at least on the first day when you take it, ze lo da. Huh? What about it? It's tamar. It's from a palm tree. Now he says, "Al ze ne'emar kapot tamarim." Is it parasha? Yeah. Last. Yeah. Anyway, you got to be on the ball, people. The parashat haShavua. This is ABCs. How many times a year do we read that parasha? Shorochesev. How many times? In Chutz La'aretz. Four. Parashat Emor. First 2 days of Sukkot, you read the same thing. And then the second day of Pesach, you read. Yeah? Yafe. Nachon? Now, there are certain parashiyot that everybody's going to know cold. What's another parasha we read many times a year? Kol HaBechor. Kol HaBechor we read how many times a year? Also four. Why? Last day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret. Last day, Shmini Shel Pesach, second day of Shavuot, and again Parashat Re'eh. These are things tzarich. Zevadai. Now. Yeah, aval, achar kach biyom ha-shini ve-shlishi ha-simcha olechet u-pochetet. He's so on the money. He says, the second day of Sukkot, third day, fourth day, already what? It's not as fresh as on the first day. ולא מפני שביום ראשון המצווה היא מדאורייתא וביום שני מדרבנן. Like, yeah, the secondarity is מדרבנן, so ממילא, the שמחה goes down, מה פתאום? אלא מפני שכבר הורגל במצווה. It's because what? You're already accustomed to it. ולכן ביום הראשון אפילו שכבר ראה את הלולב לפני החג, השמחה העיקרית באה בעקבות מצוות הנטילה בו ביום. You saw the lulav before, you saw etrog before and everything. אבל מה? The first time you're taking it as a mitzvah, זה דבר גדול מאוד. ובאמת מעיקר הדין היה לנו לבין שהחיינו בעת ההכנה למצווה. The Gemara says, really, by all of the mitzvot, by sukkah, by lulav, we should have made the שהחיינו when you prepare the mitzvah. Yeah? However, וכנראה בחוש, כמה כל אחד שמח כשקושר את הלולב, ומכין את ארבעת המינים בערב יום טוב, but everybody's very happy when they tie their lulavim בערב יום טוב. ובפרט אם השיג אתרוג מהודר, מרגיש שמחה גדולה. If you got an אתרוג מהודר, you know, from a good place, you know, it's אתרוג כשר, והכל כמו שצריך, וזה, then you really feel בשמחה. If you got a lemon, okay, בסדר, אני מבין. Yeah, אבל...
huh?
Not only him. הרבה גדולים. הם יודעים, you know what I'm saying? When you go from mitzvot, I'm telling you, when you go from mitzvot, you got a shtel. You know what shteling is in Yiddish? Shalem. Gaon Kaf HaChaim quotes Ari HaKadosh, very interesting. Ari HaKadosh had a minhag that any time he was out in the shuk to buy a mitzvah, arba'at aminim, tzitzit, tefillin, whatever it was, whatever the mocher used to tell him, on the spot. Not a word of negotiation. Klum, dach. Why? Because he was afraid that if he negotiated, the schar on the mitzvah would be pochet. דבר גדול. Huh? How do you know? הפוך. By גדולים, sometimes when you see תלמידי חכמים, whatever, they want to spend money on a mitzvah, you don't know that they charge them cheap. Whatever it was, cheap, expensive. He just what? His natural inclination was, על זה נאמר. אם ייתן איש את כל הון ביתו באהבה, בוז יבוזו לו. Ah, what's money? In relation to mitzvot. Money, מה זה? סתם, ירוקים. Ah, mitzvot זה נצח. שתבח שמו, grab it. ואין לתאר את ההבדל הגדול בין קיום המצוות מתוך שמחה לבין קיומה מתוך ההכרח. There's a big difference between being מקיים מצוות. Because you have to versus doing it בשמחה. שעושה בשמחה שכרו גדול מאוד פי כמה, כי השכר בשמיים נקבע לפי מה שאדם מעריך במחשבתו את המצווה. This is a big part. In שמיים, you get rewarded not necessarily for just doing the mitzvah, but the simcha that you associate with it is part of it. I write, ומי שמייקר את המצווה ומקיימה נותנים לו שכר הרבה יותר ממי שעושה בלא הערכה. Yeah, a person who is, if you treat the mitzvah preciously, you love it, you look forward to it. You know, there's people actually look, everybody looks forward to something in life. You know what I'm saying? Everybody looks forward. Look forward to a trip, you look forward to an event or to a promotion. Everybody looks forward to something. Our job as Yehudim is to look forward to Torah mitzvot. Ah, there's a special mitzvah coming. You get this gishmak from doing mitzvah. That shows that you were really kone midat ha-simcha the way Hashem wants, and you're not stam, you know, a person who's kal da'at and kalut rosh. Let's start the next one. Ha-simcha shel b'nei yeshivot. That's us, Baba Junes. Yeah. Mi shezachal l'ilmod b'yeshiva, lo rak shu tzarech liyot sameach, ela shkach hu margish b'emet. Ha-simcha shelo היא אמיתית. Okay, be happy that you're in yeshiva. No, not just be happy. You have to really feel privileged to be in yeshiva. And that is the real simcha. וההסתכלות אינה לפי העבר, איך למד אתמול, לא שלשום, אלא לפי ההווה, שברוך השם, זוכה כעת ללמוד. Regardless of how you learned yesterday or last week, you got the sugi, you did so, you're here now, and you have the זכות to learn now. זה שמחה גדולה. Big. ואפשר לראות בעלי ממון שלפעמים נדמה שהם שמחים, אבל אין זו שמחה באמת, כי שמחתם מעורבת בעוללות. You can see people who are rich, they look happy, but It's not real happiness. Not real simcha. It's mixed with all sorts of, you know, kinah, ta'ava, all sorts of kalut rosh. Aval ha-simcha shel ben Torah gdola meod. Lefi shemakir be'ayrech ha-limud. You understand the value of what you're doing. ובכל יום היה צריך לברך שהחיינו. ממש כך. כמו מצווה הבאה מזמן לזמן. שמתרגש ומתמלא בשמחה. ובעצמי ידעתי שכל יום שאני בא לישיבה בבוקר, הנני נותן הודעה על חלקי. ברוך השם שאני חי וזוכה ללמוד תורה. חמן ציון, thank the Hashem, every morning got to the בית המדרש, says thank you, הקדוש ברוך הוא, for giving me the זכות to be here, ללמוד וללמד, לשמוע ולעשות קיים. כל יום צריך להיות שמח מחדש. קטינו בעזרת השם תמר. יום טוב.